And so it's also true in terms of Christian expression. And that's why Habakkuk says in verse 18, and he might seem like a fool to the Chaldeans and the Babylonians and all the people that have no knowledge of God. You foolish man, you've lost everything. Houses destroyed and your life ruined, turned upside down, and the whole people just moved into captivity. And Habakkuk says, look, even if I tremble, I rejoice. You see the connection there? It's a scriptural teaching. We've looked at Philippians in the past. Chapter 4, verse 4, Paul says, rejoice, here's the key, in the Lord always, or always it has in the Authorized Version. And again, I say, rejoice. He says to the church at Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. Now, I hear people saying this because I would say it myself. You know, preacher, I can't rejoice where I am right now. Really? Is that how you should understand this, what this word means? Some will say, I can't rejoice, I'm depressed. And I don't deny that. Some of you may well be suffering with depression, and I don't know it. And I fully sympathize in that respect. And you say, Pastor, I'm battling with pain every single day. And as much as I would try to enter into your sufferings, I can only go so far, but I understand that you are. And I understand there are some throughout the year, maybe the year ahead, and you say, look, how can I really rejoice? Because it seems like one thing after another is going wrong, and I don't know where I'm going next in this life as a Christian, and you want me to rejoice every single day? Is that what the scripture says? Is God mocking us when he says, rejoice evermore? Well, here's where the problem is, because we confuse it with happiness, don't we? We confuse it with expressions of pleasure. That's not what the idea of the word rejoice is in Scripture. You can rejoice in God while you weep with tears. Do you know that? Because that's what Habakkuk is doing. You can be on your own, broken before the Lord, and fully depressed, and yet still in your Christ, rejoice in your salvation. It's evergreen. That's the idea of what Habakkuk is saying here. God, nowhere in the Word, if you hear people preaching this, just tell them to read the Bible again. Nowhere in the Bible does God say, Christian, every single day have a smile upon your face. Well, not only would it hurt, and it would if you were smiling all the time. Some of you are more smiling than others, and that's good. And some of us have our own characters, but that's not scriptural teaching. The scriptural teaching is that it's rejoicing in soul and heart evermore. So if the sea is tempestuous and stormy, the vessels are tossed to and fro, what is below the raging surface? A deep calm. Deep calm. Because it's well with my soul if you know Christ. There are many times you will be cast down and may well be. It may be what the year is ahead of you. I trust it isn't, but I can't guarantee it won't be. And when speaking to someone else is the last thing you want to do, and even being here might be the last thing you want to do. Habakkuk gives you a lesson to learn. He says, although it all goes, and although it is all going, I will rejoice. And he tells us why in Jehovah, in that covenant promise-keeping God, the never-changing God, in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Now remember, this wasn't incompatible with Habakkuk's own feelings because he was trembling, wasn't he? His bones were filled with rottenness. He was filled with consternation, and he was clearly concerned with the people and their spiritual welfare and their condition. But my, he understands what it means to live by faith. And to live by an unshakable trust. And believer, if you say you are the Lord's by virtue of being in Christ, you are different from those who know not Christ. Habakkuk's resignation to the very will and the purposes of God is something that those Babylonians had no way of experiencing or knowing what it meant, because they knew not God. They didn't know who he was. But if you know him through Christ and you're truly a child of God, you know what it means. sets you apart from everyone else. It should do. So that people look at you when you're going through some great trial and they say, well, why don't you curse God and die? You say, no, I rejoice in God. Of my salvation, that the body may go. And it might all be wrong for me in the eyes of men. But I have a Christ who never fails me. And a salvation that never will be taken from me. I rejoice in the God of my salvation.